Isimanga salomuntu ginesimanga somuntu.
Joseph Shabalala is the founding member of the South African vocal group Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The group is in Albuquerque for a performance tonight at the Kiva Auditorium at the Convention Center. Ladysmith Black Mambazo was formed in the mid-60s and had been recording for over 15 years when American star Paul Simon learned of them and featured the group on both his Graceland and Rhythm of the Saints LPs. Since then, the group's worldwide reputation has soared, and I'm pleased to welcome into the KUNM studios Joseph Shabalala and his son CZ, both in Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much. We are very happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you here in New Mexico.
Thank you.
The traditional music that the group sings has its roots in the mines of South Africa. Tell us a little bit about that, Joseph.
It's very difficult to say something about the mines, because the mines, before the mines, people were singing at home. But they started to know one another and to share ideas while they were together in the mines. What was new there was they are dancing, because at home they used to stomp the floor very hard. And then when they come to the town, it was difficult to do that because of the complaining from the people, complaining from the police guard, because they stomp the floor, wooden floor would break and even the cement floor would crack. And then they stopped doing that and they started to tiptoeing. And then the people said, why are you tiptoeing now? But they were avoiding those controversies in the cities.
Yeah, the other differences from the mine is that at home, the groups were women's and men's. But on the mines, only to find that mines was only men's only.
Right.
Now the men's were supposed to imitate women's voices because they sing remembering their homes.
So they sang all parts then.
Yes.
Yes. And
yeah. Now when Mrs. is talking about parts, it's another thing. But when we're talking about stomping, talking about the name of the music, Atamia, it was named because of this action.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the sound is another thing. The sound was coming a little bit different because of the high part of the men now instead of the women.
When I was reading about that, though, reading about how it sounded as if the music was something of an escape from the hard work of the week, and it was a time to celebrate. And it reminded me of the way African Americans, too long enslaved in America over the years, used gospel music and blues to elevate themselves and to get them through their ordeal. Does it seem similar in any way to you? It struck me that way.
Exactly. When I was listening the song Chain Gang,
yes,
and I said, "Whoa!" All over the world, it's just like that, because the music, sometimes the composition include the. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you worshiping or are you dancing or are you working very hard? That is the composition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Chain Gang. Chain Gang is a Sam Cooke original that is one of several on the new CD, Heavenly, that explores a lot of sounds from American popular music of the 60s and 70s, rhythm and blues and some other genres as well. Let me mention some of the titles, and what we'll do is we'll pause a moment and hear excerpts from some of these songs. But on the Heavenly CD, familiar American tunes like the Staple Singers, I'll Take You There,
mm-hmm.
Sam Cooke's Chain Gang you just mentioned, People
yes.
Get Ready by Curtis Mayfield, even Bob Dylan's Knocking on Heaven's Door, Billy Joel's River of Dreams, and several of these songs feature guest lead singers. Lou Rawls we'll hear on Chain Gang,
yes.
Phoebe Snow on People Get Ready, gospel star Betty Griffin on a wonderful version of Oh Happy Day.
Yeah.
And then Bonnie Raitt plays slide guitar and Dolly Parton sings Knocking on Heaven's Door. We'll pause and listen to some excerpts from these tunes, and then I'll be asking you about them in a minute.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Joseph and Cece Shabalala of the Ladysmith Black Mambazo group are our guests. The group performs tonight at the Kiva Auditorium in Albuquerque.
One thing that strikes me about the American tunes on this CD is that there's a strong spiritual thread throughout these titles. A lot of them are in the gospel tradition. Was this intentional? Were these songs selected because of, and of course the CD's name is Heavenly, but because they all seem to reflect on the spiritual journey?
You are right, exactly. The African music, in fact, they always thinking that dreams are just like spirit. When you did something, you must feel it. You must worship. You must do something from your subconscious mind. Something like deeper, because they can ask you questions. That's why when they dance, they don't want to tiptoe, they stomp. Everything is spiritual. Worship, praising.
So here's an opportunity for you to find that in America's own music traditions and blend it with your own.
Exactly. This is surprising me because you see all the way from South Africa, but you discover that there are similar things just like this. I can mention the song which I didn't put there. I was thinking that I'm going to add that song, but it's not there. Amen. Amen. That sound, I was surprised. I grew up on the farm. On the farm, we were using the sound like that to drive the span of oxen. And you call them with their names. And your father, your grandfather, was very happy for that sound. And also the, we call golden olds, old married women. And the ladies, when they were talking to one another, and then so-and-so, come here, I have a good news for you from somewhere. And when we came here, we discovered that these people, I was thinking maybe they travel a lot and research and get this thing, or maybe it's because it's the gift from God, or we got this thing from above.
Perhaps we all have it inside.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, some accused Paul Simon of capitalizing on the South African music. And then I saw an interview with a South African musician who said, well, we were really capitalizing on Paul Simon because we wanted to get our music out, and he offered us a way to do that. How do you feel about that discussion?
Oh, at that time in South Africa, as my son trying to mention that, it was people were angry, frustrated because of this oppress. They can say many things if they see you just standing with a policeman. They can say many things, informer. If they see you just standing with a white man, oh, informer. But Paul Simon, when he came, they said, oh, he's coming to exploit our music. Now it's very bad. They started to work on it. They want to fight with him. And I said to them, my intuition told me that this man was sent by God to come and open the gates. That's all. Not only for Black Mambazo or for this, but all for all the musicians in South Africa. That is in my mind. As the time goes, they come back to me. They said, "You're right." And they were trying to recruit Paul Simon, "Come and join us, come and join us." That was good at last. But from the beginning, it was very, very tough. We were, the time when we want to begin the tour, it was tough. Because we thought maybe we're not going to carry on because those controversy. And as the time goes, the writers, the TV, the radios, they said, "We think you're going to carry on because the audience is with you."
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it.
Yeah, it's easy.
Still on that point, as Paul Simon came, we get to know that there was a cultural boycott. Every music in South Africa was not allowed. Every musician was not allowed to go to another country, just like as the world soccer tour, every sport was not allowed. South Africa was limited. So at that time, Paul Simon just opened the road for it. It was one of the means for South Africa to be liberated, to get the president we have. And for every musician, now is very easy through Mambazo,
right,
to get whatever they like. Yeah,
exactly. You mentioned that the audience was with you, and I think the audience was with you right from your first television appearance. And something that I didn't learn, maybe you can just clarify this for me, is that the version of Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes that you did on Saturday Night Live was actually performed before you recorded it for Graceland. Is that correct? That's what Paul Simon's notes say. Do you remember it that way? That you were on the television performing it and then went in to make the recording?
Exactly. He's right, because that was... Oh, we record Homeless, and we record this song, Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes, and then after that we carry on to all these Graceland albums.
Awa awa awu try like le kancha awa awa kodwa sinsubinisa namhlanje awa awa sibona kwenzeka kanja awa awa amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
People, the audience got behind you, I think, from that first TV appearance, because the energy of watching you on television was so infectious. I mean, I still have a tape of that, and I will never hope to lose it, because it's so much fun. And I'd like to have you talk a little bit about the movement part of your performance, as people will see tonight at the Kiva Auditorium. The choreography and the hand motions, it's all very visual as well. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned the birth of it from the tiptoeing before,
yes,
but there's so much more to it. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on visually?
It's very hard to differentiate and describe it,
yeah,
but it's something like, even myself, I changed it to be a person who was just like, looking for my sons, my brothers, my cousin, just jumping like they enjoy the music. The spirit is in them. They are jumping up and down. The time when they were started, it's more power, it's more energy. It's something like we create the music because of the dream which came to me. We create the music. Even the people at home, they said, this is a talent. This is the man who know how to use his talent. because the way we plan, we dance, we kick, we stomp a little bit, because I taught them, stomping many days, you're going to end up to be sick. But now, stomp, but not very much. Mm. Tiptoeing and stomping a little bit, because there are songs, which means this is Zulu dance. You must stomp, but not very hard. But sometimes the energy and the emotion came to me, and just I stomp hard. It's beautiful. They jump up and down. The guys, it's, if somebody can see that, it's, he would be wonderful.
It's fun to watch. We want to thank both of you. There's so many things I could talk to you about. I don't want to monopolize your time so you can rest before the show. But
anyway, thank you very much, Paul, to be here. And we invite people to come and see this gift from above, to see these young men, the way they dance on stage, Zulu dance, Atambia tiptoeing, act carefully, gently with your toes off the ground. Be careful, but the melody still has the sentiment. Whether you are not stomping, now you are tiptoeing, but the melody still have that sentiment of the people. Come and get that. It's yours from the blood to the blood.
Joseph and Cece, thanks so much. Heavenly is the new CD from Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and they're on stage tonight at the Kiva Auditorium. I'm Paul Ingalls for KUNM.
Strong wind, strong wind, destroy our hopes. Many dead tonight could be.
Strong wind,
strong wind, strong wind. Many dead tonight could be you.
It'll be
homeless, 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 homeless. Moonlight sweeping on the midnight air. Homeless, 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 homeless. Moonlight sweeping.